Any other soul, back home, back to Godhead. We have seen that we went through many different levels of elevation, and how just before leaving the material world, Maya Devi herself, most attractive personal form, was trying to keep him in the material world. You can be rest assured, if you are desiring spiritual advancement, you will also be tested in a similar way. Let us look at the example of Bali Maharaj, a great king who in his heart was a devotee. The Lord came to take everything away from him. He said, I want to have 3 paces of land. Come to a king. Why do you ask for 3 steps of land? You can have much more. But Lord smiled very intelligently, and he said, one who is not satisfied with 3 steps of land, he will not even be satisfied with the whole universe. Then he smiled. So he made his first step, covering the whole everything but the whole land. He made his second step, covering the whole universe. And then he said, where shall I put my 3rd step? You have promised 3 steps. Now at this moment, Bali Maharaj was tested. He could have said, you have cheated me! When we said 3 steps, obviously we meant 3 steps according to the size of your body. And since you were not very big, 3 steps were not much yet. But you have come, you are the Lord, but you have come in disguise and now you have expanded. This is not fair. You have expanded beyond the size of your body in which you will ask for the 3 steps. Cheating! Bali Maharaj was tested. Then he noticed, I have given everything. There's something. It is my heart. I must surrender my heart. And then he said, oh, God, you know, please put your step on my heart. I'm fully surrendered. So now everything belongs to you. Also my heart. We all will be tested the same way. We may have said, I have done so much sankirtan in the past. I have given up so many things. I don't, my eating is practically reduced to only vegetables and fruits. I have given up fashion theoretically. I have given up so many things. Krishna will see. This is a test. Have you already given your heart? Sorry, I'm going to get a little enthusiastic here. This is a test. What do you think of it? Serious, isn't it? Serious. But this is what we want, spiritual life. We want the real thing, not some wishy-washy. Alright, so then Gop Kumar was asked by Maya Devi, please dating me. only way to say, respect you very much, my heart belongs somewhere else. The only way was, because his heart was really with Krishna, he wanted Krishna and nothing else. How can we come to this state in our spiritual life? There's only one possibility, my dear devotees. You must have compassion. Otherwise, if you don't love Krishna, your surrender will not be 100%. It will be conditioned. No. It will be partial. And it will not be complete. So this movement is meant to increase our love for Krishna. How? Well, one thing is we sit together and hear about Krishna. Soon Krishna will come into the picture. Right now we have seen his expansions, his incarnations, but the Lord is still hiding. Soon he will come and our heart will go to him. I think so. Anyone, you must know, when you hear the story to the end, you will be lost. Because your river will go to him. Then you can surrender 100%. Otherwise, it is really too difficult. It just does not work. Yesterday, I was talking a little bit about the two devotees who are preaching, and one question came. I would like to take care of people, but it's sometimes not so easy for me because with some people there is not this deep relationship. It's a fact. Only if you have affection to people, then you can really help them. Otherwise, there will always be something which pulls you back. This affection, it is not easy to to get, but there are ways you can think, actually they are part and parcels of Krishna, therefore I think affection. Alright, so when Goku, sorry. Now the storyteller comes. I'm sorry, but this is a story. We must tell it correctly. We must dress now like a story. I'm very sorry. I should have done it before. I knew, but. All right. Now we can go on. Then Gopkumar left the coverings of the material universe. He all of a sudden saw a blinding light. That light was so glaring and effulgent that he lost his eyesight. He could not see any longer. And another thing which happened is, all of a sudden he felt his identity as a soul was in danger. He felt something like dissolving. He was fighting. I want to stay to be a person. Otherwise, how can I worship the Lord and serve him? He had to fight. Then at moments he saw that behind the light was the form of his dear Lord, looking mercifully and very concerned at him. But then again the light became too much and he could not see. In the Ishapanishad we find a devotee praying, "My dear Lord, please put away the glaring effulgence which is covering your face. What is this about?" Brahma Jyoti, light. Only impersonalists want to commit, you can say, something like spiritual suicide by becoming one with this Gokmanas. And from time to time he saw the Lord, but then again the Lord was covered with this light. He was crying, "Don't leave me. I have left everything. Don't leave me, please." All of a sudden he heard the sounds of a kirtan. And he saw coming through the Brahma Jyoti an extraordinary kirtan party. He saw Lord Shiva sitting on a bull, having Parvati on his lap, and near to him and behind him and before him the Shiva Ganas, the devotees of Lord Shiva, making kirtan. And I don't know what song they sang, but I think it was his turn. So to see this great perfect. This is it. He is Mahadev. He is Shiva. So then the kirtan was going very intensely, all of a sudden he heard another music, if you can at all imagine. Now it's much easier. He heard another music and he saw four armed personalities coming inside the light and singing. And they were singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he saw how Mahadev jumped from the bull and started to dance. And he got an ecstasy, he fell down, he chanted Hare Krishna, and there was a full-time kirtan, or a kirtan which would have enthused all of you with divine ecstasies. They were dancing, Parvati was dancing, and Gokula was believing his eyes. How this personality who looked so majestic had started to jump off the bull and dance and sing and sing. After some time, Lord Shiva just cried tears of ecstasy. He embraced everyone. He sobbed, my Lord, when will I see you? And it was just very moving. What is going on here?
said that is, these are Vishnu Bhutas, the servants of the master of Lord Shiva. They are on their way to the material world, because there in this material universe, a soul who is a devotee of Krishna is just leaving his body, and they are coming to him, helping him at the time of death, and bringing his soul back to the Lord. They're just on their way into many one of the few of these material universes. And where are they coming from? Asked Gopinath. You don't know? They are coming from Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Now, Shiva was hearing this. He was hearing how his associate Nanda was talking about the Vaikuntha bird, the spiritual planets. And Shiva went to listen more about Vaikuntha. Then he said, "Go, Kumar, you must go to Vaikuntha. There the Lord resides with all his devotees who have a similar tone as he has. There you will experience the total manifestation of the spiritual bliss which you are searching for." And then Shiva began to cry with great humility, "I am not qualified to go there, but you can go because you chant the Gopal Mantra, you initiate the Gopal Mantra." Now the Vishnu Dutas were listening to this conversation. They felt that Lord Shiva said he was not qualified. They said, "No, this is not true. Shiva is very qualified. He is the dearmost servant of Vaikuntha Nath, the Lord of Vaikuntha. He's just so humble because humility is the only qualification we need to go back to Krishna." And then they said, "Yes, we have to continue our journey now. We are needed. Someone needs the body." Gokumar's all entering into layers of the universe. But they just were not even walking, they were something like flying through the layers of the universe. Gokumar began to chant the mantra, the Gopal mantra. Then he chanted the mantra. He was feeling he was hearing the sounds of the flute. And he was then opening his eyes, and he was in Vaikuntha. What did he see? He was standing before a great gate which looked more valuable than anything he had seen. This one gate was made of the most precious materials. All of a sudden, he saw a divine vehicle, like a wonderfully constructed airplane, and it was more like a swan, coming, and there he saw a vibrant personality. The helmet, his four arms, holding a chakra, a conch, a lotus flower, and a cloud. And he immediately started to chant Narayanam, 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 no, oh, Namo Bhagavate, Narayanaya. He said, and this person narrative, look, all of a sudden, extremely disturbed. He went down from his cabinet and brought the bones of Gopalabhata. Close the mouth of Gokumar. Don't sing this. I am not Narayana. I am the servant of him. Stop this. You're creating a big problem for me. You have this impulsion. We all have this. Wait, I will go inside. You are new here, I can see. You will also get this mark. I see the light. I will go inside and look. I will go to the lab and see if he's going to receive me. I'm going to see the law. You would have felt. He's totally excited. And again, he saw an airplane. He saw a divine personality who looked just so extremely wonderful, so merciful, so highly attractive, that he started to sing again, oh, oh, Narayana, yeah. Again, the person was singing, wait, 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 don't sing this, I'm a servant. Don't you know the difference? There's something which we don't have. We have a sign of Shivatsam.
The sign is white hair. It is 3.5 times around.
Chest of the Lord. And he has a jewel which no one of is called the sign of Srivatsa. And he has a jewel which is a beautiful calf. It is red. At one time, all the living entities come out of this jewel. This is the, what is the name of this jewel? Kaustubha. Otherwise, we look similar because the Lord, in His mercy, has decided to give His own form to His servants. Because he loves us so much, he has given us this form. It is very, for us, it's very nice, you know. This form looks so beautiful, you know. I think that we think for us, you're not sure if this is neither. It's so unusual, isn't it? But no, these forearms, this is the most beautiful and most, it's a wonderful, it's just wonderful. They look so wonderful. But the Lord wanted to give his own daughter. He thought, I'm so thankful for your service that what can I give to you? I give you a form like me. This is how we talk.
But please, don't praise me. I'm just a little servant of the Lord. Don't say that out.
You've shocked me.
The servant bit the inside.
So, at this moment, some other Vishnu Dutas came to me and said, come with us, the Lord wants us. And they passed through many gates. There were gatekeepers which were all very happy. Oh, you come, oh my God, wonderful. Then he saw the Lord. He was overwhelmed. He saw the Lord smiling, a wonderful smile, sitting on a throne with a balcony above it. Lakshmi was to his side, and all these personified energies, very powerful energies which manifest the spiritual world and the material world, they were there in a personal form. It was an atmosphere vibrant with potency. He saw the Lord, and there were musicians around him who sang hymns and praised him. The Lord was sitting very restlessly on the throne, and he looked to the devotees with glances which came from the side of his eyes. You know, like he was smiling, and he was very jolly, very happy. And sometimes he would just put his feet like this, and devotees came and put it. And then the Lord was laughing. He was laughing like rolling thunder. But very pleasant, not threatening. And Gokuma was so overwhelmed, he just fiddled around it. And then he found it, a flute, and he started to make a concert. he wanted to express his joy, it's amazing. But the Vishnu Dutas, the other said, has got a very primitive form of music. You should, if you want to praise the Lord, you should use Vedic hymns. This is not appropriate here. This is too simple. you should really know where you are. You are before the Lord of the universe. You must have a little bit more respect. But Gokuma just, he looked at the Lord and said, hey Gopan! And then the Vishnu Buddha stopped. Hey Gopan. Extremely respectful. Yes. he's not like a cowherd boy or something. He's the most majestic form, majestic. They couldn't understand him. This is how good Kumar felt. Because I think you begin to understand a little of the secret. He was chanting the Gopal Mantra. More and more he was getting the effect of the Gopal Mantra. Desire to see the Lord of this mantra daily. And of course he saw it in Vaikunthanath, the Lord of the Vaikuntha planet. Because every form of the Lord is Krishna. It has this Krishna-ness, so to say, to it. Can we say this? Like Krishna-ness. Krishna likeness, we can say.
Krishna Nizira.
Not just Krishna Nizira, in the quality of Krishna, in the attractiveness of Krishna, but not totally manifested. So he stayed with the Lord, and the Vishnu Dutas were always saying to him, "You are in the silver cowherd voice dress. What elegance is required. Please also take this form out." The Lord smiled at him. He took him on his lap and he said, "My dear devotee, I'm so happy that you're here." He told the other Vishnu, no, leave him like he is. Leave him like he is. He's so happy. And when he was on the top of the Lord, tears of ecstasy were coming down and he looked at him. And Lord Narayan said to him, "I was waiting for you for so long. I was thinking you would never come back to me. Then one day I just decided I cannot wait for you any longer. I must break the law of karma. I must break the law of dharma, and I send you Jayanta, your spiritual master, to bring you back to me." And then there were other times when he was not in the direct presence of the Lord, and he did not know what to think. He felt miserable in his heart. So one day he heard Vaikuntha, it is not possible for us to describe really, because it is so beautiful. Sanatana Goswami gives the description to help us a little understand. It looks like condensed moonlight. I think we can, this evening please look in the sky, I think one can understand, isn't it? Marilla? I think we can understand, condensed moonlight. But how anything can be built out of this is very, you will see. So he brought him into a forest, which was like condensed moonlight. But there were trees, there were colors. It was not just one color. It was very colorful. Like condensed moonlight. He said, "Don't talk about Vrindavan. I can see you are a Vrindavan devotee. I can also talk now about this. Vrindavan, the highest manifestation of the Lord, God's kingdom. And this is not the right atmosphere to talk about it. I'm very sorry. Narada Muni may have tried it, but he could not continue to talk. Vrindavan is made of the sweetest form of devotional loving. This is here with awe and reverence. We must go to Vrindavan. First you go to Ayodhya. That's the planet of Lord Rama. Just to see. The Rama is the same as Krishna. And from there, if you don't like it there, you will go to Dwaraka. And then I will meet you again. And if you want to have further instructions, I will give it in a very dear devotee of Krishna will be there. And this is a surprise. I get on a powerful level. See, because in Vaikuntha, you just don't speak about higher things. So Gopumar went to the Lord, and the Lord knew everything. He said, I have sent Narada Muni to you. Do as he is it. So then, Gopumar again chanted this mantra. I would so much like to say it, but you must still become a little bit more qualified by hearing the story. Then you can hear the mantra. And also, I will be extremely criticized if I say it loud. Maybe I will be expelled out of this song. That is such a good mantra. He will see. Let me see how it continues. Anyways, I can say, I didn't tell it, it was a storyteller. Some from Vrindavan came and nothing to do with me. Anyways, so he changed the mantra. Then he closed his eyes and he had a feeling that it was going with tremendous speed. Then woke up and he saw a wonderful tower buildings are made of marble, decorated with gold. He saw it in the distance. When he came closer, he saw majestic monkeys, but they didn't look like they didn't have this tamasic they looked very enlightened. They looked full of knowledge. They were walking in and out. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram. One of the Banaras came to him. Look, I can see that you are new here to see my Lord Rama. I am an Anubhava.
come with me. Don't waste any more second to see the beautiful darshan on the ground. There on the throne, inside the most beautiful palace you can imagine, he saw the Lord Ram, his body was the color of very soft green grass. In the crown, the bowl, there was Lakshmana. And his devotees were there, and he was blessing his devotees. Everyone was in the atmosphere of love. Gokul, Ram greeted Gokul. Oh, wonderful that you have come. But again, after some time of staying in Ayodhya, Gokul wanted to continue on in this journey. So he chanted his mantra. And then he stood at the side of an ocean. The waves of this ocean are chanting the names of Yadugati, the Lord of the Yadu dynasty. He was getting excited. This must be the place that Narada Muni is talking about. He doesn't talk about This is Dwaraka. So he went into the town. They were the most beautiful streets he had ever seen. They were very wide and very broad, with the parks. Everywhere this very strong human personality is where going about, singing and chanting different songs unto the Lord of Dwaraka. He saw beautiful, beautiful women and children that were dressed very majestically. He saw chariots. Sometimes he saw people dressed in majestic armor. And everything was full of the most brightest colors. And the streets, I forgot to tell you, they're sometimes a little complicated. Only his heart knew which turn to take. It was a huge place. But he knew, he came to see the Lord. So his heart led him to very complicated places which not even the great mystic yogis can go. Very intense things. Finally he came into the palace, and there he saw the Lord dressed in a yellow dhoti. This was the third in yellow dhoti. And he saw the eyes, the lotus eyes of the Lord. He saw him surrounded by his beautiful queen, the queen, and he was coming to the Lord. He was falling down every step. And he took his flute, still writing, and the Lord was laughing and enjoying, and sometimes tears came in his eyes as if he was remembering something. And then a wonderful personality who also had bluish
a bluish body, dark eyes. Gaze at the place of the Lord by following ecstasy. And then he might remember a special place where he has come to Dwarka. But I can't talk about it here. Just come after the afternoon. Such and such place, there you will meet me at Narada Muni. I know that you are coming. We have some special information for you. Book my joy down locked. The Lord gave divine instructions again. The instructions filled his heart with love and attraction. But still he knew. My longing. My what to do with my longing. He could hardly wait for that afternoon to come. When it came, he went to the designated place. There he saw the same personality in food to the of the Lord was given to him. And he said, and now we will tell you a secret. And then he saw his Narada Muni sitting very much moved, because now they were going to tell the highest secret. Tomorrow morning we will continue. We will also learn a very special mantra. I have to add here because you need to know the mantra. But another mantra. Because you cannot understand what I will tell you if you do not chant this mantra. Or it's so called kinship. Tomorrow we will actually enter this little world. But before, something extremely mysterious will happen. It will be a puzzle for you. Spiritual skill.
There were very... Prabhupada had to take unqualified people. He had, because there was no one else. There are devotees who survived it, and there are devotees who did not survive it. In other words, you should learn to become sincere on your own. Our movement is changing quickly, and so a movement where not everyone must stay in the temple. In other words, even if you have the feeling that you would not like to be in the temple, you can still practice Krishna consciousness. Now, as far as unqualified leaders are concerned, I think it is a problem. It can be a problem. I agree with you. It's not only that we should look in our heart, but when this happens, we should pray to Krishna. And we should go to an authority which is higher than the leader and tell him, I'm perceiving this like this. Is it true? Is it true? Because maybe you are, maybe there is a wrong perception in you. Maybe you don't like a leader because he tells you to be serious. Maybe it can be. I'm trying to say it in a balanced way. So if you have a feeling that someone is not a proper, we can go to our wonderful Rohini Sutta Prabhu and or his helpers. Because he has maybe much to do and cannot see anyone, but we can, you know, apply our case and pray to Krishna, and then Krishna makes a chance. I remember that I personally had a leader who was not acting according to Prabhupada's desires and instructions. And I pray to Krishna, please, spreading of the movement must go on. If this is correct, that he is not qualified, please do something. And Krishna did something which was very helpful. He brought a new leader for us, and he also helped this old leader who was not so qualified to correct his mistakes to some degree. But please learn this one art, to not always look at faults in others. You can always find a place where you can practice spiritual life, you know, and so on. I personally don't think it's so bad in you say. I think now many things have been corrected and are in the way, and so on. I'm a guest here. I do not know so much, but I've heard that, and I have so much respect and love for the Sutta Prabhu, wonderful Vaishnava, the heart of the whole world. And I think he was doing nice to my beautiful devotees. There were something unqualified in the past, but it has been corrected going on. I don't know. Even if you are correct that every leader in Yugoslavia is so it maybe you have to learn to become qualified yourself.
Hare Krishna.
Dear Sachinanda Maharaj, yes, it is said that we have free will to choose Krishna or not. My question is, when we pray to Krishna for those who seemingly don't want Krishna, how this actually helps them? Good question. Are the obstacles to see better? Are the obstacles to see better removed from them, or what is the power of prayer? In other words, the devotee asks, that person has free will, but if we say, please, my dear Krishna, save Rajamani. Rajamani has his independence, he can do what he wants. So how is this prayer valuable? Or anyone else, Krishna does. My brother, Brajamani, is extremely surrendered. Krishna does. So the question is, how does this prayer help Krishna Das? Is it maybe helping Krishna Das to have a better perception? This is the question. It's true that everyone has independence. However, this independence needs an atmosphere in order to be properly used. Please listen to this very carefully. A person who is totally in the mode of ignorance has practically no possibility to use his independence. It's too much covered. Like, I think some of you have sometimes the feeling they are helpless, they cannot change their lives. It is because their circumstances in life are so much rajasic and tamasic that they can't get out of this layer and apply spiritual knowledge. They have to work a little bit on better circumstances. Am I clear? A person who is drunk and is addicted to alcohol, if you tell him, chant Hare Krishna, it's very difficult. It's really more difficult than a person who is Sadhvi Vishnu, he can't use his independence properly. He's not really so free. Therefore, it's so Prabhupada has told us we must follow the rules which lift us up to the mode of goodness. We must have clean dresses, we must have physical hygiene, we must be careful that we don't look television, because that's really the, you know, the Tama and Raja plate. Electric thing, you know. You're under full electricity, you know. And then it's very difficult to have the ukos. Yes, that's ukos. For the first group. And then one is not so slow enough. So so now, when you pray to someone, Krishna, please help him. Krishna sometimes, you know, changes the circumstances in which a person is freer to choose him. I have seen this very much when I pray to young devotees who are in heavy circumstances. All of a sudden it happens that, for instance, they say, oh, something has happened in my life, I'm now fired from my job. Not always so dramatic, but you know, and now I can more persecute Krishna consciousness. Or I was praying for someone, and this someone was together and all the time illicit sex with someone who was not interested in Krishna consciousness. And it's very clear, if you do this every day, or I don't even want to know, you can't practice spiritual life. Your mind is all in the body, the concept of life. So then this person said, oh, finally I saw that this person is a meatcock. He's only interested in enjoying my physical body, but he's not at all very good. Not a time for life. I've finished the relationship. Now it's much easier. So this is, I believe, what happens when a devotee changes, prays for someone. The circumstances are made arranged so that he can use his freedom to practice spiritual life. Last question. One of you. Five. How to develop our sincerity in Krishna consciousness, and how to test it if we have it or not. Clear? I will say it again. How to develop our sincerity in Krishna consciousness, and how to test it if we have it or not. Sincerity in Krishna consciousness means to understand one thing. I need help. If you have this understanding, you are sincere. If you don't have it, go take some time until it comes. This is a definition by Srila Prabhupada. Now there are many other definitions, but I like to say this one. If a person can understand this, he is getting very sincere. Deep from the heart, it's Lord Chaitanya is praying. I am your eternal servant, but I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please, now save me and put me back to the lotus. Such nice questions you are asking. It is said that in order to be serious and dedicated in spiritual life, one has to realize that the material world is a world of suffering. In my material life, I was quite happy. I didn't have any great difficulties, problems. So I'm afraid that this is going to affect my spiritual life. One thing is, you don't have to become paranoid to everywhere danger and so on. But someone who is thinking he is happy in material life is not really seeing the truth. He is under the hypnosis of Maya. Let us analyze, give an example of a somewhat happy life. Enough money, friends, a stable personality, who's not always afraid, a relatively thick skin, necessary to be happy. Some talents, hopes for the future, for a relative everyone. Not crazy, you know. Relatively normal. Good looking. It's like you are invited everywhere. Other things also. Learned. A good birth is also helpful to be happy. I think it's all right. You're happy first. But see, even the happy person is surrounded by great danger. There's a possibility of death. Look at Lady Diana. I was on the airplane from the Himalayas to the doctor of Bombay. Found out Lady B had died in a car accident. Of course, most of the people die in their beds. Not their own beds, but the hospital beds and so on. Yeah. So, there is the problem of death. There's a problem of disease, there's a problem of old age. There are the threefold miseries. Miseries by living entities. Miseries by your own body. Miseries by supernatural circumstances. I want to tell you a little story. Once there was a man who was chased by a tiger, and in his total agony, he jumped down a cliff. Last, as he fell, he could grab the root of a tree, and he was hanging there. He looked down. You know, it was deadly. He would fall down. He looked up, maybe I could climb up, but the tiger was there. And he was very hungry. The saliva fell in his eyes. So at this moment, the happy man, the man, the man saw a strawberry. He remembered the song Strawberry. He picked the strawberry and ate it. And I enjoyed it. Now his enjoyment was relative. Within the little frame of the tongue, he was enjoying it. Strawberries are fantastic. Especially when you allow cream on it. In this frame, he was enjoying it. Everything around it was, you know, suffering. So there is what we can call relative material happiness. You're right. But please widen your horizon, and then you see this material world is a world of suffering. Send the story to that monks, These were all the questions of today. I thank you very much that you put the questions in. Please remember, I was just a few questions, which are nice also in the public program. But you can ask any question. Sometimes it's good in a public program when you can ask pretty quick questions. Isn't it a nice way with the questions? Or is it because you can see good questions come out, the devotees have time to think and put down their thoughts and then go to their heart. This is for you. Krishna Bharati, you have to ask the last question of this morning.
Yesterday you talked about and we have learned from tradition in Kaloka Vidya.
He has a natural position.
Neutral position.
Neutral
position in Kaloka Vidya. But then interesting in which shape, because I was reading in the Nectar of Devotion and I didn't find which shape
I have never heard that the four Kumaras are in the Loka Vrindavan. Well, then it gets then I have to It is said, I have heard, that Narada Muni also doesn't have a Vrajshri Lata. So when he sees Krishna, he sees Krishna in a... Anyways, I don't want to speak about this in public. There are certain things I...
If I can ask on the other way, which shape they have the personality which have the neutral position?
How is the neutral position? Yes,
plants, animals.
Well, there is a description in Nectar of Devotion how a great yogi sees the Lord entering the battle of Kurukshetra, dressed in a wonderful garment, and waves of ecstasy come from him. And the yogi, he said, my impersonal meditation is now stopped. I see the most beautiful Lord. But because he is in a neutral relation, it stops there. He doesn't run like Pokemon, play some blue dog, and that personal devotional service. What he does is he just adores the Lord.
Which shape
they assume.
But plant and animal, they are in the natural condition.
Yeah. But not in Vrindavan. Vrindavan in Raj, the plants are doing personal service to Krishna. And you cannot come with a neutral position into Goloka Vrindavan. They come, the plants, you know, when Radha and Krishna come, they come down and pull down their branches with all the fruits. And the trees, when Radha and Krishna come, they go like boom in ecstasy, and everywhere you only see flowers. Because they want to serve them. Even the cushion on which Krishna rests his head, he thinks, oh, I would like to serve the Lord's lotus feet. And then he somehow even the grains which Krishna eats, the rice, after Krishna has eaten them, they jump back in the pot. I want to serve the Lord again by being eaten by him. Then the Lord walks over the ground from the Lord's in the lotus feet. Lotus flowers grow. No one is neutral there. They are all serving. So Lord Chaitanya therefore only thought about four rasas. He brought four rasas, nothing internal. So called neutral, but it's not real neutral. Not because you don't think so. You have very nice patients. I think you are a nectar master. Let me make a searching mind. Right? I have to be very careful that you talk. There's so much knowledge about Goloka Vrindavan. It's like you must know which level you're talking on. So that everything is properly understood. Good. I want to thank you very, very much for coming. I'm so enthusiastic to talk about spiritual subjects in your association. You are totally inspiring me. Now we have to end. And Charlotte, at 5 o'clock, we will have the most amazing program. It depends if Krishna allows us. But I want to request all of you to please come, because I will show my Himalaya slides, the journey to Badrinath. I've shown it in Ljubljana. Devotees liked it very much, and you can see it again. It's very nice. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauri Jai ki, Go Premananda.
Like a traditional man, I'm not a king.